Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ulambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 24 kuMabasa 2022 uGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Asekuzinga eliphezulu amalungiselelo ombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Badla amalahle abantu kweSouth Africa abathi sokumele abantu bokuza bephume bephele kulelo lizwe.
Mabashaye phansi, sizakola lapha eSouth Africa. Ayikho into abayizeleyo abazomosha lonke lizwe.
Baningi kakhulu abathi abantu bokuza bathwalise nzima izizalwane zabo leSouth Africa.
Abafuthi abathathi into zawo babuyele emuva. Maybe isimo mangabe sesikhalme down. Ama problem akhona ukusolve azokhona ukuthi babuye back ke ngokomthetho
kodwa abanye abadabuka eZimbabwe bathi izigebengu ngabantu abangamahlongandlebe athi abadabuka eZimbabwe kuphela
ubugebenga buhlangana abantu baseZimbabwe nabantu baseSouth Africa akukho umuntu waseZimbabwe oze la ephethe isibhamu
utshaywe ngabuhlungu ngamapolice umsekelo weqembu eHighlanders Football Club salutshulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokhulu lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulolu sakazo. Asekuzinga eliphezulu amalungiselelo ombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair oqala ngolwesibili koBulawayo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Amahotela lezinye indawo okuhlala khona abantu ngesikhathi kusenziwa umbukiso we-ZATF asegcwele njalo sokulungiswe kahle endaweni okuzabukiswa impahla etshiyeneyo kulamankampani ezwekazi le-Afrika lezinye indawo zomhlaba adlula amakhulu amahlanu azabukisa impahla lonyaka e-ZATF. Umnumzana Nicholas Ndebele, umqondisi wenkampani ye-ZITF, uchaza kabanzi ngombukiso lo.
Siyathokoza njenge-ZITF company ukwamukela izethekeli ababukisi osomabhizinisi abashiyene abazobukisa kulo mbukiso omkhulu we-ZITF. Sithanda njalo ukunanzelela ukujabula okuvezwe ngababuzobukisa bekuveza lokhu ngokulungiselela izindawo zabo zokubukisela. Lokhu kuqoqela laba bavela ngaphandle kwelizwe asebeqalisileyo ukufika njalo labo betshengisa ukujabula ukuthokozela ukuba lapha eZimbabwe International Exhibition Center. Sithanda njalo ukuthi sisitsho ukuthi lo nyaka kuzawuba ngumbukiso omkhulu.
UNdebele uphinde wathi bangezelele indawo lapho okuzabe kubukiswa khona.
Nxa unanzelele ukuhambahambeni kwakho ukuthi indawo zokubukisela sizengezelele nemakhi esifake ngayo ngaphansi ngayo ukwenzela ukuthi khona sizama ukuthi wonke muntu kade esifisa ukubukisa sizama ukuthi khona simnikeze indawo yokubukisela. So siyathokoza, siyakwamukela izethekeli zethu ababukisi eZimbabwe International Exhibition Center.
Isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo umnumzana Ben Moyo uthi kuhle ukuba iZITF yenzelwe koBulawayo loba nje kungasoze kuguqule isimo esibi somnotho welizwe.
iZITF yebo qathekile for Zimbabwe to show a case industry, but yiphi industry that is showcase? Yebo siza invite omakhelwana ukuthi bebuye bezo display zabo izinto. Kodwa ziphi izinto ke sibe sezithengwa ngani ngoba iAO wethu umnotho kasilawo asazi bebona babona kuloku sincike kulukhona usincedayo yini ama stands ezeTF adula kakhulu abantu abaningi abawenelisa.
Esinye njalo isakhamuza koBulawayo inkosikazi nokuthaba Shoko uthi abalamali yokusa abantwana ezeTF.
Ayithi iTrade Fair yakwazi ukukhona sibili kodwa imali yokuthi sikhandise abantwana khona la silayo ngoba izikolo ziyavulwa kathesi kathesi.
Umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi othakazelela ezombusazwe uthi umbukiso lo kawusoze uncede nyitsho lakancane eleZimbabwe.
Mina umbono wami ngendaba yeZimbabwe international trade fair ukuthi akulanto okuzayitshintsha empilweni zabantu okubuthana e trade fair besidla izimali bembukele ku internet kuthiwa ama councillors e Harare asuke lezigidi zemali bezongena ama workshop lokuhlala emahoteleni e trade fair leyo kulokuthi bathathe imali lezo bathuthukise izigaba lapho bavela khona.
Ilunga lebandla lezanu PF umnumzana Believe Gawule uthi ibandla lakhe lisembukisweni lo.
Yeah, lonyaka embukisweni wa trade fair stand zezanu PF siyabe sinezinto eziningi kakhulu. Siyabe sinonile sibili ngezinto eziningi kakhulu. Okokuqala mana ngisungile ngithi mina kong iregalia iyabe itholakala lapho. Abafuna iregalia abafisa ukuthi bathole iregalia yeparty. Kulokunye ke umsebenzi eminingi enziwa ngabomama Women's League iyabitshengiswa lapho.
Umbukiso walonyaka owenziwa phansi kwesihloko esithi Rethink, Reimagine, Reinvent, Value Chains for Economic Development ugqitshwa ngensonto. Umongameli Emerson Tambo Mnangagwa ukhangelele ukuba uzavula okusemthethweni umbukiso lo ngoba umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta obecelwe ukuba ekwenze lokhu kasabuyi eZimbabwe kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumongameli wakwele Kenya Umuyi Mwai Kibaki. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Izizalwane zakule South Africa zithi sokumele abokuza abangalamaphepha akhondileyo ukuhlala lokusebenza kule South Africa bephume bephele kulelo lizwe ngoba umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula uqhubekela phambili ezabelweni ezijiyeneyo. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kulelo lizwe bathi bakunanzelela ukuba abasafunakali kwele South Africa. Abafisa ukuba abadabuka eZimbabwe bebuyele ekhaya bakhoqela umnumzana Simthembile David Mphoswa.
Manje ngoku sebezomosha yonke into kuyimesi ngabo abantu balapha ngaphandle apha eSouth Africa. And yimesi into abayenzayo ke ngoku abezi kuba besiza abanye beza baza bazomosha lapha eSouth Africa. Inintsi imesi abayenzayo. Imoto ziphuma ngeborder ziphuma phi nabo siya kumazwe wabo. Inintsi imesi abayenzayo. Sibonile nenye ivideo iyatrenda. I think was Botswana iyababuyisa back eZimbabwe babuyiswa ngetruck njengabe sitbona bafuna iSouth Africa iphini babuyisele back why bengabi kana hlobo ezengalapha eSouth Africa because bafuna waste imali zegovernment yaseSouth Africa ube nomnotho walapha ngoku ushokoxeka ngenxa yabo abashaye phansi sizawukhola lapha eSouth Africa ayikho into abayizeleyo abazomosha lonke lizwe kwezinye country ezizabo eza ngaphandle Uganda. Ayikho le mesi bayenzayo noma Congo bayenza apha. Xa ujwana lapha ko-live nalapha bako-TikTok, ayikho le mesi bayenzayo. Mabahambe, babuye ngendlela e-right. Kubuye akufanele mabuye. Bonke abangekho semthethweni, abayibethe. Noba bangathi napha eZimbabwe bakhona ama-South Africa. La ma-South Africa pha eZimbabwe ahleli ngokomthetho pha, awamoshi pha. Ayikho le nto bayenzayo bayenzayo bona belapha eSouth Africa.
Umphoswa uthi inhlanganiso ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nhlanhla Lux Dlamini esola okwenziwa ngabokuza iza kwenza izimanga kwele South Africa.
Idudula bazoyistopa even nomalema lo. Umalema sizawujonga i-2024 akho nto azayizuza.
Umnumzana Sifiso Khumalo omunye njalo osola okwenziwa ngabantu bokuza uthi uzisa usizi okwehlela odabuka eZimbabwe u-Elvis Nyathi e-Deep Sloot. Loba nje ukhanya engani kabulawanga yilapho abakumkhankaso we-Operation Dudula. Ukhumalo uthi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi abokuza babuyele abadabuka khona.
Ngicela nje ukuxwayisa kakhulu kubafowethu laba ngaphandle baseZimbabwe ake ngiqonde nje kubona. Bafowethu into eyenzeke kubhuti lo u-Elvis Nyathi is very painful. Akekho umuntu ongayimukela into leyo. So ake sithayini ukavota ngokwami ukubheka. Abafowethu abathatha into zawo babuyele emuva. Maybe isimo mangabe sesikhalme down ama-problem akhona ukusolve azokhona ukuthi babuye back ke ngokomthetho. Because manje uma bengathi bayaqhubeka bayahlala ngenkani ngokwami ukubheka sizokhala ungidlula lokho esikhalile. So please bafowethu, cela nikhuzanene nalabo abanye abangena kuma social network ba comment ngendlela engekho right. Still basaniphushela entweni ezirongo because these people baba neenga the way abacomplain abacommenta ngakhona. So please guys, ningaba kwethu, let's stop ukwenza izinto ezirongo. Size sibone izinto ezibhlungu njengalezi sizibonile. Whatever bafowethu, iright into enenza noma iwrong asicabangeni.
Kodwa umnumzana Oscar Bhekumuzi odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kule South Africa uthi ubugebengu abukhethi mhlobo.
Ubugebengu abukhona everywhere. Bakhona ama South Africans akagqekeza igold eZimbabwe ehamba nabantu baseZimbabwe. So ubugebengu buhlangana abantu baseZimbabwe nabantu base South Africa. Akukho umuntu waseZimbabwe oze la ephethe isibhamu.
Umnumzana Mbuso Mhlanga olamaphepha akhondileyo ukusebenza lokuhlala kule South Africa uthi usobala ukuba sebezondwa izizalwane zakule South Africa.
I-crime asiyikhondona abanene, kodwa bakhona sibili abafowethu abagangileyo abasuka lapho abasuka khona bezokwenza i-crime. Into esikhona nje eSouth Africa yile eyokuthi ngesintu kuthiwa zonelwa mvuyinye. So laba abasonelayo sebewonele wonke umuntu, nomuntu right nomuntu wrong, sekuyinto eyi-one. And right now ama-South Africa singabasoli njalo, ngoba vele ma ungabheka into esiyenziwe yithi ama-foreigners amaningi is too much. Abanye badayisa amadraki siyabazi, abaye bantshontsha babulala abantu, bahijacka izimoto. Angazi le cash in transit ukuthi amaZimbabweans amangaka involved or it involves all nations, ngoba kuyatholakala kunase beButswana, kutholakale kunabe South Africa. Sokumele ukuthi abantu abanye njengami sengicabanga khona ukuthi ngilungise nje ngibuyele khona le ekhaya kunangenye indlela, ngoba angisoze ngifuna ukuthi ngize ngibulawe ukuthi ngise South Africa. Asifunakali, that's the bottom line. Whether une permit or awuna permit sekufana.
Umhlanga uthi izizalwane zakwele Zimbabwe sezidudulwa lakwamanye amazwe. Uthi uDlamini kusobala ukuba usekelwa iziphathamandla zikahulumende kwakwele South Africa.
Nabo uBotswana sebefollowa into edudula. So it's like vele sesidudulwa yonke indawo. Dudula abantu abaningi bangayisola bathi lumfana, that boy cannot just act by himself like that. And igovernment yeSouth Africa mayivele inesifiso sokumstopa, they would have stopped him long time ago. They are not, ngoba umfana lona uyifront yama big guys abaku government. And it's known ukuthi he's being bailed out by abantu abaningi abathile. So that boy will not stop and kuya phambili. Into yangkhona is going to grow such that vele ekugcineni all of us will just have to be forced to leave this place, ngoba sizoba sesibulawa. And kuzokuba kunale nto ukuthi abakhulu abaphethe ilizwe bazabe belokhu bethi no, we don't want this, hey, this is illegal. Yet they know pretty well ukuthi yibo abanikazi bento yona le. So lana nje asitshelwa ngeqiniso, angazi kumbe bayesaba izanu or bayesaba iZimbabwe.
Kuyaxokozela kwele South Africa kulandela ukubulawa kuka-Elvis Nyathi, izizalwane zakwele South Africa ezazidinga izigebengu. UNyathi wayehlala e-Deep Sloot njalo ongcwatshwe eZimbabwe ngeviki ephelileyo wayezisebenzela ezindlini zabantu kwele South Africa. Okwamanje uqhubekela phambili umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula kwele South Africa. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizosiphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezwela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Bavota abantu kwele France ukumngilana khona uMongameli Emmanuel Macron lodlelana labantu abenza udlakela
lobandlululo unkosikazi Marine Le Pen osekela njalo umkhokheli wakwele Russia uMnumzana Vladimir Putin. Uzonqoba kukhetho lolu uzakwenza kube le nguquko ngendlela akhangelana ngayo nabanye abakhokheli bamanye amazwe. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky wakwele Ukraine uthi ukhangelele ukuba iziphathamandla zakwele Melika ezithekelela lelo lizwe zizamnika izikhali zokulwisana lele Russia elibomba ngamandla emadolobheni atshiyeneyo. Umphathintambo wakwele Melika obona ngezomvikela uMnumzana Lloyd Austin noMnumzana Anthony Blinken ophethe uhlangothi olubona ngokudlelana nabanye amazwe bakhangelelwe ukuba bazakhuluma laye ngodaba lolu. Sokule nyanga ezimbili ele Russia lahlasela ele Ukraine lisithi kalifuni libe yingxenye ye-North Atlantic Treaty Organization kumbe i-NATO. Kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla siqoqa loMnumzana Elijah Singene Mpofu ohlala eNkayi esabeleni seMathebeleni North ngokubhekane loZulu.
Senganamasiko wenziwe manje ngelo baba mkhulu babelobola usenzi
ngalesi isikhathi somnyaka kungu April kunje kungumnyaka olokudla ngabe abantu bayaphithizela emasimini bayataka umumbu omunye sebehluba sebegiga idibule kodwa akunjalo kuthulisekile kuthe zwi ngenxa yokuthi izulu kalinanga kuhle kulendlala embi. Ukuze ubone sibili ukuthi kulendlala embi ngitsho lanxa ungena emakhaya bekufanele ukhakhezi nxa ungena emakhaya ubone igodi lezibi ligcwele amakhasi emfe ligcwele amakhasi omumbu kunye lama lengebhezi zamakhabe lanxa uhamba ezindaweni lapha ezindleleni ukuthi ngabe uyawabona amakhasi emfe lanxa ufika lapho kubuthana khona abantu ngengaba laphana bahlangene kuthange siya kwenza i-reverting ye yama collaborators angizanga ngibone ngitsho lo yedwa umuntu othwele ihlanga lemfe kumbe okhulula umumbu ophekwe ewudla njengomphako. Lokhu kubonisa sobala ukuthi umnyaka lo mubi okungazake kubonwe.
Kubi kakhulu siyakuzwa Mpofu. Qhubekela phambili baba.
Kufanele ukuthi nxa sekusiyafika oJune the earliest kufanele uhulumende abe sezamile imizamo yokuthi anike abantu ukudla kumbe inhlanganiso ezizimele zingenele zisize abantu to the earliest ngujune the latest ngujulayi ungabona kufika ujulayi lokhu kungangenzakalanga kuzaba nzima emakhaya mangoye uyabe selala eziko zonke insuku mubi lumnyaka okubonisa obali ukuthi indlala le inkulu bekuthi nxa kusiyathengwa ezitolo lapha ngoba imali kayibonakali amasepa, amachukela, lezinye nje izindiye zangkhaya. Abantu bebethenga ngamabele. Bebethenga ngawo umumbu, bebelawo. Abanye kumnyaka ophelile. Ubuye ukuthi nxa usiyafika ezitolo lapha kule sitolo esebhumala phansi, okuthiwa kukondotjelana. Bekugcwele isitolo msakhona umumbu pam. Lalaphana kwesakokombane esika Shepherd. Bekugcwele kuthe kodwa khathesi ungahamba kakusela ngitsho sebe uthenge wonke abantu laba abalezimali zabo kubonisa sobali ukuthi akulalutho emasimini kodwa ke hayi enkomeni ezifuyweni kungcono ngoba belisina nje khathesi hayi ukudla kwenkomo kukhona lamanzi akhona emadamini ethu wonala esihamba sivala ama izifudlana esihamba sivala imigilo sizama ukuthi sigcine amanzi ezifuyo zethu nxa usiya lapha ku 10 kule ndoda lapha lethiwa ngugeu Ndlovu ile damu la khona apho eyaligepha incediswa ngabantu ligcwele lithe phambi ubuye futhi ngapha komaluba village kule ndoda kusobhuku Filimon kule ndoda ethiwa nguwilinet impumfo kamemezi la idalo eligcweleka phambi ubuye ngapha kusobhuku zebloni kukuwad 11 kosivali kule damu lapha esilibeka sithi kukhona nelina ligcwela lithule lithezwi kuboniswa obalo ukuthi hayi ezifuyweni kulobubelo lokho engikukhulumayo kuliqiniso ngowad 11 ngowad 10 lowad 12 nxa okukulamawad kuyikho okukwamanye amawad enkayi kunzima lonyaka kumele ukuthi uhulumende abophe ziqine nxa kunganjalo abantu bazaba sebunzimeni bendlala obubuhlungu
Senana masiva we
senziwe manje
ngelo baba mkhulu babelo bola
usenzi
sike sizwe ezokholo lesikristu silontukamele komo
ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungamile inkomo lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla usiphatheleni mfundisi
sibingelelani bazalwana abathandekayo ngalolu suku lwanamhlanje sisanda kuphuma emkhosini wePasika angazi ke ukuthi leli Pasika lalonyaka ledlule njani kuwe yebo kambe abanye lokuthi iPasika liyini abaqedisisi kodwa ungasenani balutshwane abantu abangaziyo ukuthi iPasika liyini ake sizwe ke ilizwi lethu lanamhlanje esiza khumbuzana ngalo isiza lithola encwadini yokuloba kwamvangeli uLuka iChapter 24 sahluza amashumi amabili lane indima eyodwa nje ekulesihlokwana esithi ukuzibonakalisa kukaJesu kubafundi bonke ivesi ngelamashumi lamathathu lesithupha verse 36 kufundeka kanje besakhuluma lokho yena uqobo wemaphakathi kwabo wathi kubo ukuthula makube kini na ukuthula makube kini na ilizwi leli likhuluma ngabantu ababe lokhu bebabaza isehlakalo esePasika sokubethelwa lokuvuka kukaJesu. Lokhu kubonisa ukuthi kungaba lesehlakalo phakathi komphakathi abantu kabayekele ukukhuluma ngakho. Kuvele kumele kube njalo ngoba angithi into iyabiyenzeka le phakathi kwabo emehlweni abo okunye bekuzwa ngendlebe zabo. Ilizwi lithi ke laba ababesaqoqa ngabafundi bakaJesu laba ababeqoqa ngokuthi kambe lokhu esasikuzwile ikho yini abanye bevuma abanye bephika abanye bengezwakali bengaqedakali ukuthi bathini ungayibala usedla usiyaphazi uzafica ukuthi yilapho-ke uJesu acina esebajengisa amanxeba akhe ukuthi ngempela nguye lowo owayebethelwe esiphambanweni kodwa ayisikho-ke engifuna ukuthi sikunanzelele lapho engithanda sikunanzelele ukuthi nxa singumndeni sihleli sikhuluma kunenge esikukhulumayo okunye siyakukholwa thina esiyabe silalele lanalo okhulumayo okunye uyabe kukholwa kodwa okunye sazi ukuthi kayisikho kodwa-ke ezinye inkulumo engifuna sizikhangele zinkulumo ezingakhiyo eziletha ingxabano phakathi komndeni abantu bayakhuluma ingabe yini abanye bakhuluma bephule inhliziyo zabanye abomndeni bengananzelele ukuthi sebesephula inhliziyo zabanye eminye imindeni ize yaziwe ngokuthi imindeni yokuxabana abanye baze bafukelane lejoyi ukuthi asoze bafa bakhulumisana ngobana ingxoxo zabo kazakhi ngezokuxabana kulapho-ke kunjalo-ke kulokuxabana khona lokho kulokungazwisisani kulokungakhethi amabala lamagama lapho uJesu athutsha khona phakathi kwemulathi ukuthula makube kini na imindeni obaba labomama labantwana labomakhelwane lezihlobo labangane badinga ukuthula yebo kambe ziningi izinto ezingabangela ukuxokozela emndenini okungakhulunywa ngazo, kodwa esikukhulekela ukuthi kakube lokuthula lasekukhulumeni abantu bakhulumisane kahle. Lo Jesu uthi imindeni yonke kayibe lokuthula. Khangela amagama owakhulumayo, ucabanga ukuthi kambe nxa uJesu engathutsha angathini ngalokhu okukhulumayo. Ilizwi elikhulu yikuthi ukuthula makube kinina. Lami ngitsho njalo ngithi ukuthula makube kinina. Sikhulekeni Baba Thixo, asicela okuningi namhlanje, sicela ukuthula okuvela ngakuwe emndenini yethu. Amen.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla. Thiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami untungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu untungamile Nkomo ungadinwa lakusasa. Kwezabatsha sixoxa losakhulayo uRivonia Ncube ukhangelwe ukuba uzabhadeka embukisweni weZimbabwe International Trade Fair.
Kwezabatsha namhla sixoxa losakhulayo uRivonia Ncube ukhangelwe ukuba uza kuya embukisweni weZimbabwe International Trade Fair, lapho azabukisa khona akubumbayo okugoqela imigano yemdaka. Asizwe uRivonia ekhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Ngizalwa kombimba wa-10 Bulilima West, ngenza iportal ukubumba izithi, ngifundiswa ngobaba uThe Big Animal Sibanjana Junior. Ngikhethwe iPlan International ukumela iproject yethu leset. Ngiya eZimbabwe Trade Fair ngiyobukisa imisebenzi yami yezandla. Ngibonge ubaba uThe Big Animal Sibanjana Junior ngothando lokusibekezelela. Ngiyabonga.
Sixoxe njalo lo Zivania Sibanda owaziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi The Big Animal Sibanjana Junior.
Ngithanda ukubingelela isizwe sonke, iZimbabwe yonke kumbe umhlaba wonke. Ngibingelela ngoba Sibanjana umntwana u The Big Animal ocula leqembu lempi yosindiso, kodwa ke ibhizi futhi ngama projects abantwana enginethemba lokuthi njengoba namhlanje lisizwa ngikhuluma lapha sile ndlela yokuthi silomntwana okhethiwe ukuthi ahambe ayimelela iproject yethu e Trade Fair. Iproject yokubumba ngezokudweba, babumba izitsha, amatipoti, amakhapsi, noma ngithi imiganu, bengabantwana mpela abahlakaniphileyo. Silo mntwana osukayo nje esiya kobulawayo e-Trade Fair othiwa nguRivonia Ncube, osengumntwana osengani usebona lapha aya khona. Engikhuluma nje engumntwana oselezinto eziningi esezithe wazidayisa kumente wazithengisa wathola inzuzo kizo. Sicela kakhulu ukuthi sengathi lingasipha lathi indlela yokuphila. Ngikhuluma nje umntwana ozasuka ngolwesibili esiya eZimbabwe Trade Fair kobulawayo.
Lo ngumnumzana Zephania Sibanda owaziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi The Big Animal Sibanjana Junior. Besixoxa laye esesigabeni sempimba esobelweni seMathebeleland South. Wezemidlalo uyakhala umsekeli weqembu le-Islanders Football Club uLindani Gabazela Hade Benkala otshaywe ngamapolisa izolo ezishabane.
Kuvuka umsindo eboreni saphuma estadium amapolisa esejikijela i-TS Moko sabaleka saye town. Sesetown sesizama ukudingana ukuthi sihlangane sithole i-transport sisuke etown. Amaphosa abuya. So mina vele bekuloo mzala wami 11 ngeqele emuva kuloo box. Bayabuya amaphosa lana e-about 6 bahle baqalisa ukuntshama phakathi kwe-load box. Bengihamba loo namfana bamdonsela phansi bamtshaya bakumzala lakho baqala ukumtshaya kungelamsindo kungelani cause into thi senzakala bese betshaya wonke umuntu ogqoke iskipa esiyi-black and white cause abanye batshayele ko-chicken in abanye batshayelwa ko-okay. Hayi into yakhona yazi vele ibe zima. Kulenye imoto abathi iquantum abajikele i-tear gas phakathi kwalo ukuthi abantu behle baphume phandle babatshaye kuhle cause beqala balijikijele nge-tear smoke ngesikhathi selihitshiwe sebelitshaya kamapolisa kungelamsindo kungelani.
Ulimele kanganani? Akusitshele sibili ukuthi uzwa njani.
Ngilimele sibili ngoba ngithungwe 7 stitches. Ngilimele sibili, ngilimele plus lo mzimba wonke vele ugcwele ama-bruises.
Sikhuluma lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Wolibalisa
yokufayina u